Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by Olivia Knight.
In April 2009.
Where the theme was tests.
So, it was 2000, it was the millennium, and I was going on a skiing trip with lots of friends, and I took 2 weeks off work. And at the end of this holiday, I'd never skied before, and I was really enjoying it, and I was feeling really confident, and I was managing to get on red runs and all this kind of stuff. And I was having such a great time, and I was thinking about going back to work. And I said very loudly in front of 12 people I was on holiday with, "Oh, fuck's sake, I really wish we didn't have to leave tomorrow, and I wish I didn't have to go back to work." So the first test in this story is really testing that whole thing that, you know, if you wish for something, might it actually come true or might it not? So I put that to the test, and then the very next morning, just about 10 minutes after saying I really, really, really wish I didn't have to go back to work tomorrow, I went up to the very, 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 very top of a red run and skied down it and broke my back and had 4 months off work. So that was the first test that I succeeded in proving, that if you wish for something really hard, it can happen and it comes true. But just going back to the sort of story and giving you a bit of a flavour of it, there's another test, which was standing at the top of that mountain with my boyfriend of 4 years, who was like a really incredible skier and black runs and all that kind of stuff. And I'd been with my little pole at the beginning of the week with the children who were about that high learning and getting really cocky. And as I later found out from all the ambulance and doctors in the hospital, it's always the last day of the holiday that you actually test yourself and push yourself to ridiculous extremes that you're not capable of doing, because it's the last day and what the hell, what's the worst that can happen, is what I said to myself at the top of the mountain. And I actually, again, totally verbalised it, went, "Oh, what's the worst that can happen?" Not thinking the worst that could happen is that you could die. I thought, what's the worst that can happen? I'm getting quite good at this, I'll just give it a go. So, standing at the top of the red run, and noticing all these people who are doing that thing where you do that instead of that. And that whole stuff about don't lean into the... do the opposite of what's comfortable for you, or some other sort of skiing lesson that I didn't really take in. I started trying to do the thing about going that way, and then just thought, this is really annoying. My boyfriend Laurie said, "Look, forget it. There's lots of people who were like giving up, walking down the side. It was really icy. It was quite dangerous." And he was saying, "Let's just get to the edge and just shuffle down on our bums." But I was thinking, that's a bit embarrassing. You're a really good skier. I'm feeling really confident. It's the last day. What's the worst that could happen? So I just went like that. And I just went like that. Really, really, really fucking fast. And as I was going down, I was thinking, I know the worst that is going to happen. I'm going to die. So I went off-piste, up in the air, landed on my back. Absolute agony, couldn't even scream because I couldn't breathe. Started wiggling my toes, thinking, can I feel my toes? I know that thing about testing if you've been paralysed or not. Which I sort of couldn't work out if I could feel them, because I was in such agony, I didn't know what bit of my body I was feeling and where the pain was coming from. So I tested that whole thing of what's the worst can happen. It can be pretty bad. But I didn't die, so that was okay. But really, I think I was testing... comes back to that thing about, are you... I wasn't drunk, actually. I was kind of drunk on enthusiasm. So testing my own abilities and testing how stupid I could be, I suppose, come into that top of the hill. Anyway, get airlifted down, get on one of those things where they wrap you up like a corpse and take you down, and then the ambulance that comes and takes you to the hospital, whatever, where I stayed for like 3 weeks. But the next test came, which was testing an old wives' tale, which I just love, because up until this point in my life, I've been told this literally weekly by my nan, and I always just thought, your like crazy wartime mentality that thinks this is appropriate for me, and I'd never really understood it. And the advice was, always make sure you're wearing nice, clean, white cotton underwear because you might get hit by a bus. So I'm always just thinking, I don't understand the correlation really. Like, wear nice, clean underwear because it's nice to wear nice, clean underwear. Don't like wear dirty underwear. But not because you might die and embarrass the family being hit by a bus. So I usually did wear nice, clean underwear, not always cotton white, but always definitely clean. But when you're skiing, what I hadn't factored in, because I'd never been skiing before, is that you ski all day, then you come home and have a shower because you're feeling wet and cold and whatever, and then if you've only packed 7 pairs of underwear for your 7 days or 14 days, whatever it is, you don't always pack the extra ones to then get changed in the evening. So on that very morning that I'd wished I didn't have to go home and start work the next day, and therefore had broken my back, testing that whole first thing, I didn't have any underwear on at all. So, I didn't have any left. So, that morning, I'd also said, really loudly, I don't know what it was, this day I was just like saying everything out loud and it was all just happening. I said, oh fuck, I've not got any knickers. Oh well. Put my ski stuff on. Off I went, leggings, waterproof things, went off skiing, happy, 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 nearly dead. In the hospital, doctors all off me, pulling off all my stuff, pulling it all off, cutting me out of my trousers, laying down thing. And in my absolute agony, where I didn't even know if I was like paralysed from the waist down, I thought, actually, I'm embarrassed. I definitely have feelings down there because I'm now embarrassed that you can just see me lay there. So that was the third test. I definitely proved my nan right that you should always wear clean underwear and you could any moment be hit by a bus or a ski slope or whatever. And then I spent 3 months after that, when I got airlifted home, in bed, being really bored, and I couldn't move because I had to lay on a board and that kind of thing. But then I tested my resourcefulness and I think a bit of creativity and also just the boundaries of boredom, which was that I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even watch telly because I couldn't look up, and I couldn't read a book because my arms were so weak I couldn't hold the book above my head. But my nan, again, lovely nan, I don't know why I was feeling sort of miserable and depressed and obviously kind of thinking of things that comforted me. And what used to comfort me as a child was playing with my nan's button tin. She's had a big tin with shitloads of buttons in it. So I said to my nan, oh, can I have your button tin? So she bought me a button tin, some grapes and what kind of thing, sandwiches with crust cut off. And I started to sew these buttons together. And I made the most ridiculously elaborate button necklaces, which I still have a few of. And being like sort of stupidly ambitious about really weird things, I decided it wasn't enough to lay in bed making button necklaces, that I was going to try and sell them. So I think I was starting to get better by the end of the stage I'd made them all, because I started to make a lot of telephone calls and even write some letters to all the magazines in the UK. And managed to get a massive feature in Marie Claire about hot trend of the month, button necklaces. And then they accompanied this whole page with all other things that had buttons on, like shoes from Stella McCartney with buttons, and all these things with buttons. And it was just all like me, boredom of being in bed. But the button necklaces took forever to make, and buttons actually aren't that cheap once you've got through your nan's supply. They cost like 20p per button, and my necklaces were like, it's amazing. So I put my address, and a crazy woman from America paid £650 for a one-button necklace. So I tested kind of the boundaries of boredom, whether you can be creative in strangely confined spaces, and how much money crazy rich Americans will pay for a load of old tat. And that was my final test. And here I am.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.